Please be seated. Have you noticed everything important begins in darkness? Everything that is began in dark, nothing, silence, timelessness before the first word. And then there was fire and an eternity in a moment that gave birth to everything. In the darkness beneath the hovering walls of the sea, black water towering, the dark shapes of whale and shark keeping pace, Israel walks from slavery and oppression into a new day. You began in darkness, star stuff growing in the safe mystery of darkened womb. Maybe we run away from darkness the same way children run away from home. Where darkness looks like mystery to us, we demand certainty. And heaven help anyone who tries to shake the absolute truths that we cling to. Where darkness looks like powerlessness, we become tyrants, bending our family or our colleagues or our friends to our will. Where darkness looks like scarcity, we grab everything we can, more and more and more, never mind that someone else might not have enough, because we never can. Where darkness looks like pain and loss, we numb with perfection or work. We eat ourselves numb or drink ourselves numb or spend ourselves numb. Where darkness looks like violence, we strike first and harder, just in case. But while we're fleeing, there have always been those who felt the call into darkness and went. And there was this one man, a teacher and preacher, a healer and troublemaker, who saw the darkness looming. And it looked like violence and fear and hatred, uncertainty, doubt, and powerlessness all together. And he ran. He grabbed our hands, the whole great lot of us, kicking and screaming, and ran straight into the darkness. And here we are on the other side. And I can't really say, well, that wasn't hard, was it? Because it was, and it is. Pain and suffering are real and frightening, but here in the dark is where everything begins, and then begins again. There's no light without darkness to make it shine, as in Genesis. There is no day without night to bring us rest. There's no freedom without the black waters of the Red Sea. There is no birth and life without the dark, hidden secrets of the womb. There is no baptism without the dark waters bearing us down into the Good Friday tomb. There's no knowledge, no learning without the dark of admitting that we don't know. Christ rises in the darkness, in the dark of this night, when nothing is stirring, when the whole world waits and sleeps. Christ is already up in the hour of mystery and awe. Death slips off its crown and bows down at his feet. And life dances in the starlight tonight, teases that fearsome old tyrant who God has tamed. All in the dark, before the first calls of those early rising birds, sleepy sparrows watch him walk through the garden again. In that moment, darkness is revealed as friend, not enemy. The night becomes the gift that gives us stars. Horned death becomes the quiet friend of the weary. Scarcity becomes enough. Anxiety becomes peace. All the dark clouds of our fear and our anger and our hatred disperse to reveal the Milky Way, the gentle pool of moonlight in the empty tomb. The women are up before dawn as well, up before the light, in the comfort of the dark that will hide them from the guards they fear and will hide their tears from one another. And before the first rays of light can break over the horizon, a whole new light spills into their hearts. In the dark, they hear the words of Scripture, the one phrase that echoes down through all time in all places, that is repeated over and over and over again in our unbelieving ears. Do not be afraid. There is nothing left to fear. The dark is revealed as only night. Death is revealed as a temporary door to new life. Guilt is revealed as forgiveness. Everything is as it was, and nothing is. God first snuck into the world in a dark cave, a helpless baby cuddled in his exhausted mother's arms. And tonight, God sneaks back into the world in a dark cave, cradling all of creation, newborn in his arms. He is risen in the dark, full of fear and awe and joy like those women. In the magical twilight, as dawn breaks into the world, here is Christ, suddenly and without warning, breaking into our lives. Here comes Christ to women filled with grief, to those who didn't in their time count as witnesses in court, made witness to the greatest triumph of all. Do not be afraid, he says, not of the dark, not of the sea creatures that peer at us from the walls of the Red Sea, not of a graveyard filled with dry bones beginning to dance, not of a cross, not of death. There's nothing left to fear here in the darkness, nothing to fear in what the light in the morning will reveal. Do not be afraid. You are born in darkness. You are raised with Christ in darkness. Do not be afraid, but go and tell that, Alleluia, Christ is risen.